We're here right now, though, at the Texas Motor Speedway. And it is our service, our compulsory service, in fact, to bring you... What?
Get to me!
All right. Here he is, out on the street. It's Corby.
Hi, madam. Madam.
Oh.
Hi, can I talk to you for a second?
Sure.
What's your name?
Anita.
Anita what?
Reisdorf.
I was going to say Anita Mann.
Anita Cigarette.
I get all kinds of jokes about my name, so that's...
Oh, Anita, this was great times here. Now, where are you?
Where am I? What do you mean? I'm at Texas Motor Speedway.
Where are you sitting?
I'm sitting in row 13 in section 104.
Where are you from?
Lincoln, Nebraska.
And you came all the way down here?
Yes, I met a friend. She flew in from South Padre Island, and we came to the races.
What kind of friend is this?
A very good friend.
How good?
She had season tickets.
Oh, okay. Not like a lover or anything.
No. Okay. This is a good friend.
Okay, you don't roll that way, do you?
No, I don't.
Yeah, good. Good for you. We're trying to make sure that doesn't happen out here. I'm sure that we're pretty safe so far. Now, who's your favorite driver?
Actually, my favorite driver isn't driving. Tony Stewart.
What happened? Where's he today?
I don't know where he's at. I know he broke his leg.
He's yours, too.
Oh, he's not... Oh, so he's not racing any time this weekend?
No.
Is this your favorite sport?
No.
Is college football your favorite sport?
Husker football, yes.
I was going to say, could Tom Osborne beat any of these guys in a race?
No. Bo Pelini might if he's really mad.
Did you hear about Bo Pelini's brother?
Not recently.
He got caught smoking pot down at Florida Atlantic. He's the head coach. You know, he was y'all's defensive coordinator, and he got caught smoking pot down there, and they fired him.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Does she smoke pot?
You ever smoke pot?
No.
Anita?
No.
Why not?
Because I work in a job that's drug tested.
Yeah, but I mean, like when you were growing up as a kid in like the 70s and stuff, it was all free.
70s, but we drank a lot of beer.
You did?
Yes.
No weed or anything?
No.
With some serious blow?
With men.
What?
Blow?
No.
With men?
No? You got a boyfriend, Anita?
No.
No? Kids?
I have a son that lives in Manhattan, Kansas.
How old? Oh, that's nice. Manhattan. You got grandkids?
No, I don't.
Oh, is he going to have kids, you think?
Probably not.
Okay. Well, you know, give and take, right?
Yep. Again, exactly.
What's your thoughts on Lee Greenwood?
I have no... I mean, not a whole lot, I guess. I don't listen to him that often.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Would you rather put a boot in your ass or stand up for America?
Stand up for America.
Okay. God bless you, Anita. Thank you.
Is the option attack here to stay in the NFL?
She didn't. Hi. How are, all right. A ticket P1 card that gentleman
all
has.
All right. Back hang on from, to that for dear life.
What year is that from, Mike?
I believe that was from Nam. They give them out over there.
Yeah, I don't know about that. You want to talk to an Aggie?
No.
Look, dude. You know what?
Well,
forget
go,
you.
Go
you
over
know
what
you're,
look, the white
you know what you're
at?
Looking for?
Go over there.
Turn these speakers down. What are you doing, Tony? You know what you're looking for?
What?
You're looking for me to talk to a hot girl.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
No, I'm not.
And you saw some old frau that's 60 years old,
no,
and you're
I'm
like,
not.
No, not her.
Because I know that's out of the question. But look behind us. That's where everybody is. Go over there.
What do you mean everybody's over there?
Look at all these people over there.
There's a million people walking the midway. All right, I'll go over there.
There are more over there than out on the midway.
Beat your ass.
As your producer, I advise you to move on.
You can't have any say in anything. God, these people... All right, this is an interesting couple people.
Okay.
Hi, madam. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Oh, my God.
I'm pretty good. What's your name?
It's Pam.
Are you saying Pam with an M?
Yes.
Or Pam with an N?
No, with an M. Pam.
P-A-M-M?
Yes.
P-A-M-N.
P-A-M.
Oh, P-A-M. Pan. Okay, I get it now. So where are you from, Pan?
Laughlin, Nevada.
Laughlin, Nevada. You made it all the way down here, huh?
Yes.
Just for the weekend?
Just for the weekend.
That's awesome. Do you make a lot of the races?
Yes.
How many a year?
Season ticket holder.
What does that mean? You go to all these races?
Three major races.
So do you work?
No, I'm retired.
You are, and this is like your hobby, right?
Yes.
Well, that's just better than meth, right?
What's she retired for?
Yeah.
I agree with you. I agree with you there, Pan. Now, so do you travel by yourself? You got an RV? What are you doing?
Well, my husband and I come, and we meet friends here, and we just stay in a hotel and come to all the races.
Swingers?
So what did you do for a living before you retired?
I'm retired from the Air Force.
Really? An Air Force lady? What'd you do? Like fly planes and stuff?
I was a flight engineer on C-141s.
Whoa, that is so cool.
Flying hours.
That is incredible. So, do you still fly?
No. Can't fly anymore.
Why not?
I'm grounded. I have a spinal cord injury, so I can't fly anymore.
Is that a sex injury?
No. I wish it was.
Oh, we're cooking now, aren't we, fam?
Yeah, right.
Oh, Pam. Now, how old are you, Pam?
I'm 59.
59, okay. So when did you join the Air Force?
In 1973.
All right, so before then, like, pretty serious, pretty wacky, I mean, the 60s and stuff? Did some crazy stuff?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah? Up in the 60s.
Yeah, so what was that like?
You really don't want to know.
I really do. I really do. What's the craziest thing you did in the 60s, Pam?
I can't tell.
Oh, Pam.
I can't tell.
Okay, all right. Okay. So, kids?
One.
How old?
She's 33.
Nope. You got grandkids?
Two.
All right. You get to see them a lot?
Two grandsons.
Are they NASCAR people, too?
Oh, God, yes.
Are they?
Yes.
So, this is like your favorite sport?
Yeah, probably.
Well, I mean, what's probably?
NASCAR,
what's the other
nuggets?
One?
Oh, baseball.
Oh, a baseball thing. Which Sox?
The Red Sox.
Oh, is that where you're from?
No, I'm from California originally.
But you're a Red Sox fan.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
That's okay. I don't have to. That's the age I don't have to.
Man, I want to bottle you up and stuff you in my pocket and take you everywhere, Pam. You're awesome. So you drink a lot out here?
Yes.
You do?
Yes. Yeah, I made Jell-O shooters for this.
So do you take them inside?
Oh, of course I do.
Yeah, really?
Yes.
Wow, okay. All right. You ever smoke pot?
Do I have to admit that?
Yes.
Yes, I have.
You have. When's the last time?
But I didn't inhale.
Come on, Bam. Come on.
Favorite driver?
Who's your favorite driver?
Danica? Yes.
Really? That's weird.
Danica fan.
If you could see, who's your favorite male driver?
Kyle Busch.
If you could see your favorite male driver in a sex tape with your other favorite male driver, who would that be?
With my other favorite? Oh, Casey Kane. Why not?
Oh, man. Well, that's great. No. You've made my day, Pam. You really have. I'll tell you what. Have fun out here. I wish I had something to give you from the radio station, but I don't have crap.
Figures.
Yeah. All right, well, have fun out there. Okay. We'll see you. There she goes.
Wow. Sample some of that ass buffet.
Oh, man. All right. I'll give it to you. You told me to go over there, and that's what happened.
See there?
You can't go wrong with Pam, right?
No, you can't.
We got to do the whole Pam bit and everything. Oh, that's great. All right. Let's.
Oh, boy, that's an unbelievable laugh, too.
I know, man.
All right. Are you done here?
I think we should end on a high there, buddy.
Okay. And then in that case, let's. I guess it's time for the football weekend.
It is.
All right,
it
that's
is.
Next here on the
we'll
ticket.
We'll let Pam pick for us.